USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in India with the First Lady, and he's reassuring the American people on Twitter about the spreading coronavirus, tweeting, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone and all relevant countries." Lawmakers from the state of Alabama contacting members of the Trump administration, asking them not to bring passengers infected with the coronavirus from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan to the state to be quarantined at a FEMA facility in Anniston. The plan has been scrapped. And Democrats who want to be president gearing up for the next debate in South Carolina. 7 candidates scheduled to participate in the 10th debate Tuesday night ahead of the primary in South Carolina this Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The sector impacted the most during the massive drop on Wall Street, travel stocks. American Airlines, the worst performer on the S&P 500, down 8.5%. Delta down more than 6%, United down more than 3%, and cruise ships not doing well either. Carnival and Royal Caribbean cruises both down roughly 9%. Concerns now that European travel will be impacted by the coronavirus.
The market said, you know what, we don't have a handle on this, and we better pay close attention.
Art Hogan, chief market strategist at National Securities, telling Fox News,
we needed to have the kind of day we had to really release some of that energy that's been sort of hanging out. And just in the momentum names and the whole market, you know, having a 3% down day, like you said, gets us down to almost unchanged on the year.
Now, as far as the countries where the coronavirus is spreading, there's been a spike in cases reported in Italy, Iran, and South Korea. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cheesecake and Senator Chuck Schumer. Well, it turns out the Senate Minority Leader from New York comes clean about where some of his campaign money has been spent. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says yes, he's guilty as charged of spending thousands of dollars on cheesecake. According to FEC filings from 2009 to 2016, the New York senator did fork over $8,600 for Junior's Cheesecake in New York City. The Democrat says he gave some of those cheesecakes as gifts and used them for friendly wagers as well. I'm Chris Barnes.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the impact the spreading coronavirus having on the U.S. stock market. USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street with coronavirus fears wiping out gains for 2020. On Monday, the Dow lost 1,032 points to finish at 27,961. Art Hogan, chief market strategist for National, joins Fox News and says,
the market said, you know what, we don't have a handle on this, and we better pay close attention. We needed to have the kind of day we had to really release some of that energy that's been sort of hanging out and just in the momentum names and the whole market, you know, having a 3% down day, like you said, gets us down to almost unchanged on the year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.